有一个教会啊，将近有400位的信徒。
There's a church with more than 400 people members.
啊，所以是一个大教会。
And we can say it's a big church.
啊，那这有一次啊，这个传道发现说要进教会大门旁那一片这个木头的篱笆有点倾斜。
And the pastor or preacher, when he was walking in the front door, he noticed that part of the wall was about to fall over.
已经过了一个多月了，那墙几乎要倒下去了。
And after 1 month, it's as if the wall is getting even more and more on the brink of falling over.
这个传道心里就嘀咕着，这植物会到底在做什么？
So the preacher was thinking to himself, "What's the church council doing?"
那一天这个中午。传道也很快就吃饱了饭。
And that lunch, the preacher finished his lunch very quickly.
距离一点半呢，还有大概半个钟头。
And it was still 30 minutes until 1:30.
所以传道就到处去走走。
So the preacher was walking around the church.
他来到了 E2 的教室。
And he went to the E2 classroom.
已经有老师在那里，也有几个学生在里头。
And the teacher and the students were already there.
这个传道就走进教室。
And then the preacher was walking into the classroom.
这就跟大家一起打招呼。
And he said hi to everyone.
这传道想到那一片墙啊，他就突然想到说来问小朋友一个问题。
And the preacher was constantly thinking about the wall, so he decided to ask the students a question.
他说小朋友来，传道问你们一个问题。
And he says, students, children, gather around, I'll ask you a question.
你们知不知道这个耶利哥城是怎么倒的？
And he asked the question, do you know how the walls around Jericho fell down?
应该是一个很简单的问题。
And it seems like a simple enough question.
但是传道问的，里头可能还有问题中的问题。
Of course, the preacher was asking the question, so there might be, they were thinking it might be a trick question.
所以小朋友就在那边很仔细的想，没有一个人敢回答。
And the students were all thinking very carefully, but no one dared to answer the question.
终于那个最调皮的大卫啊。他回答问题。
And there was a student called David who was very mischievous. He finally answered.
这大卫有多顽皮吗？他曾经把那个教室的门啊踢破了一个洞。
And David was very mischievous that to a point where one time he kicked a hole in the door of the classroom.
还有大声说传道不是我。
And then David immediately stood up and said, to the preacher, it wasn't me who knocked down the wall.
其他小朋友都跟着说，传道不是我把他弄倒的。
And the other students all raised their voices in unison, saying, "It is not I either."
这传道有点生气。
So the preacher was a little angry.
什么这是你们的答案？
How could this be your answer?
传道心里在想，我在问你们耶利哥城是怎么倒的。
My question was, how did the walls around Jericho fall down?
传道就看看那个教员。
So the preacher looked at the teacher.
想说教员。应该给这些学生一个正确的答案。
Thinking that the teacher would give a good answer to the students.
这教员就跟传道说，传道，我们这一班的小朋友很活泼有时候有点调皮。
The teacher stood up and said to the student to the preacher that our students are very lively and sometimes they're a little mischievous.
但是传道，他们如果说不是他们弄倒的。那一定就不是他们弄倒。
But if they say that they didn't do it, then they mean that it's probably true that they did not do it.
这个传道听了，怎么会这样子？
So the preacher heard this and he was thinking to himself, how could this be?
所以他也不说话，
he did not say anything.
就有点不高兴的就走出教室。
He did not say anything, and with a little unhappiness in his heart, he walked out of the classroom.
这个问题竟然E2的学生跟老师都不会回答。
That this question could not be answered by the E2 students or its teacher.
他远远看到，哇，系护者从那边走过来。
And then he found the chairperson coming, walking towards him. The RE coordinator walking towards him.
这系护者应该懂圣经，应该会回答。
And then the RE coordinator should know the Bible and should be able to answer the question.
他就迎上去说，陈弟兄。我问你一个问题。
So he went up to this brother Chen and he said, "Let me ask you a question."
我说，你知不知道耶利哥城是怎么倒的
？And then he asked the question, "Do you know who knocked down the walls around Jericho?"
这西户哲就有点不好意思这样来回答传道。
And then the RE coordinator was a little embarrassed and he answered the preacher.
哦，传道，我最近很忙哦，所以我已经好久没有去参加职务会的会议，所以我不晓得那个墙是怎么倒的。
And he said to the preacher, I've been busy recently. I haven't been able to attend the church council meetings, so I don't know who knocked down the wall.
哇，这个传道摇摇头。
And the preacher was shaking his head.
啊，哎，他又看到那个教务负责，啊，这个郭弟兄。
And he saw the religious affairs person and brother Guo.
啊，想说教务负责应该知道答案。
And he said, brother, he thought to himself, the religious affairs must know the answer to this.
哇，他就很客气，传道就很客气，郭弟兄，啊，我问你一个问题。
So the preacher said very politely, or called Brother Guo very politely, Brother Guo, let me ask you a question.
啊，你知不知道这个耶利哥城是怎么倒的？
Do you know how the walls around Jericho fell down?
啊，这个不愧是教务负责人啊，他都不用想，马上就回答。
And this, of course, this is a church council person. He didn't even have to think, and he knew the answer.
哦，传道，那个围墙倒的事情啊，那个应该去问总务。
And he said, oh, regarding the walls falling down, we should definitely ask the administration department.
哦，传道脸都花白了。
And the preacher is about to turn pale, or he turned pale.
他没有看到总务负责，他看到了那个财务负责啊，蔡姐妹。
And then he did not see the administration person, but he saw the financial department lead.
啊，反正是负责人啊，应该有一点圣经的知识才对。
And he thought to himself, maybe this person was in a church council. To be in a church council, you need to have some Bible knowledge.
啊，他就说蔡姐妹，请教你一个问题。
And he said to the sister Tai, Sister Tai, let me ask you a question.
你知不知道那个耶利哥城的城墙是怎么倒的？
Do you know how the walls around Jericho fell down?
啊，这个蔡姐妹啊。他是一个很尽责任的财务负责人。
And as Sister Tai was a very responsible financial person.
他说传道，感谢神啊，我们的财务状况非常好。
And she said, oh, thank God, our financial situation is very good.
那个墙是怎么倒的哈？我们不需要去找出来到底是谁把它弄倒的。
That we do not need to find the perpetrator who knocked down the wall.
哦，何必这样子伤和气、伤感情
？Otherwise, we might harm the relations among brothers and sisters.
啊，就请那个总务啊，去找几家来估价，来修理就好了。
We'll just find ask the administration lead to find some contractors so that we can repair the wall.
啊，我们财务很充足，啊，到时候账单来了，啊，这个我开个支票。事情就解决了。
That our financial situation is very good. When whatever the price, we could probably afford it.
哦，这个有两个，哈、哦，这个故事有两个可能。
And so this story has two possibilities.
啊，可能真的大家圣经都那么的不熟悉。
Perhaps it is true that the people did not know the Bible that well.
哦，那另外一个可能就是大家都知道那一片墙几乎要倒了，但是都没有人去管。
The other possibility is that everyone knows that wall in the very beginning was falling down, but no one took care of it.
哦，当然这个是一个故事，所以说的比较过分一点。
Of course, this is a story, so there is a little exaggeration.
哦，有时候真的，我们对圣经的一些基本知识啊，我们啊，真的是没有知道那么多。
And sometimes it is true that even some of the most basic fundamental Bible knowledge that we might not be too familiar with.
哦，是。这个所以啊，我常常到一个地方啊，我总是会发起这个读圣经的这种事情。
And that is why oftentimes when I go to different places, I would try to start the spirit of a daily Bible reading program.
啊，我们速度也不用快，三年把圣经给他念好好的念过一次。
Yeah. It's not a matter about speed, but within 3 years, we can finish the Bible.
我们拿到的讲义呢，啊，它是英文的。
And the notes we received are in English.
哦，原因是，啊，我参考了三本的书，那三本都是英文的。
And that the purpose of this is because I took a lot of the information from three sources, and the sources are in English.
哦，那照理说，我应该也把它换成中文。
And I should have also.Translated this into Chinese.
哦，但是自从我过了50岁之后，我就常常告诉我自己不要那么拼命。
And but after passing the age of 50, I often tell to myself that sometimes
不要那么 透支自己的这个体力。
I tell myself, don't overexert yourself, myself.
哦，如果是过去的话，我告诉你，昨天呢，晚上我一定把它搞到半夜，哦，把它翻译出来。
And if it was a younger version of myself, I would have spent all night last night to translate this.
啊，今天一大早，天还没有亮，啊，我就赶快去影印。
And then this morning, I would get up especially early this morning to make the print, to print out the enough copies.
啊，但是我已经过了五十，我告诉我自己说不要，不需要这样拼命。
But now that I'm over the age of 50, I tell myself these days to try not to overexert myself.
啊，如果过去你请我去吃 buffet 的话，我一定真的吃到饱。
And before my younger self, if you asked me to go to a buffet, I would eat to my fullest.
啊，那过了五十岁啊，啊，我就不会吃到饱了。
But now that I'm over 50, I would not eat to that capacity, to the capacity.
啊，这个有一个医生说，神一辈子就给我们这样的食物，你快快的吃完，你就快快的回去。
There is a doctor that said that God has already apportioned the amount of food that we'll eat in a lifetime. The more we eat while we're young, the less food we'll have later on.
哦，所以我还有点想活久一点，所以要慢慢的吃。
And because I want to live a little longer, I want to eat a little slower.
啊，我这个力量啊，也要慢慢的用，或许可以活久一点。
And the same way, because I want to live a little longer, I need to conserve my energy.
啊，真的啊，其实啊，神说已经预先定准我们的岁数跟疆界。
And we know that in the Bible, it tells us that God has already set our time and our limits.
哦，但是传道书里头又一句话说，有的人呢，啊，是还没有到期。
But in the book of Ecclesiastes, it also tells us that there are some who have passed away without, well, even before arriving at their limits.
哦，神给你的那一篮的食物，你如果先吃完了，你可能就先走了。
Because if God has already portioned you a certain amount of food and you spend your youth eating it all up, then perhaps you have reached that end point.
啊，希望这些绘画能够给大家好像咖啡一样，有一点点提神。
And perhaps these words can be like coffee to you and revive your spirits.
啊，如果你已经超过五十岁了，啊，中午的这一段时间你实在有点困，啊，你打打瞌睡没有关系。
That if you're over the age of 50, if you feel a little tired and you close your eyes for a little bit, that is okay.
哦，如果你是五十岁以下，啊，我知道你再捏捏自己，你都还可以。清醒一下。
And if you're under the age of 50, you can pinch yourself to awaken yourself.
我们请看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
请念。
Verse 4.For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
圣经所写很多的事情都是好久好久以前发生过的事情。
Here the Bible tells us that many of the things was written a long time ago.
为什么我们还是要常常把这些老事情提出来，学习甚至思想？
So why do we need to constantly relook at the things written a long time ago?
啊，因为这对我们的现在的信仰是有帮助的。
And it's because this is very helpful for our faith today.
哦，那我们再看过去的人的信仰，我们会发现一个事实。
And if we look at the faith of the ancient saints, we'll find one truth.
哦，不论是个人的或是整个国家。
Whether it is an individual faith or the faith of a nation.
哦，这个信仰的路程之一啊。就是偏离跟回转。
That oftentimes the journey of this of that faith is a constant leading astray and a returning.
比如说《士师记》就是这样的一本书。
For example, this can be found in the book of Judges.
这个时代是在耶稣亚离世之后，一直到所罗门，到这个扫罗当王。
And this is a period between the death of Joshua to when Saul was first crowned king.
啊，这当中大概有三百年的时间。
And there are about 300 years of history.
人通常会有一段很正确的信仰，很甜美的生活。
That in a period, for some period, each person will have a very a good faith and a peaceful life.
哦，人跟神之间。 有一段非常和谐的关系。
That there will be a period in everyone's life where their relationship will be very good with God.
哦，当人跟神和好的时候，那有多美。
And when we do have this good relationship, it is very beautiful.
哦，我们请看诗篇131篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 131.
诗篇131篇第一节。
Psalm 131 verse 1.Verse 1, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high, I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me.
第二节。
Verse 2, But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. My soul is like a weaned child that is with me.
第三节。
Verse 3, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time on and forevermore.
哇，这是一幅很美的图画。
This is a beautiful description.
哦，人对神是完全的顺服，完全的信靠。
That man is completely submissive and completely trusting to God.
哦，人敬畏神，人看重神的名的荣耀。
That the man is fearful to God and glorify God's name.
哦，人常常求问神，而且满得神的同在。
And God, man is constantly seeking after God and looking and seeking after the abidance of God.
哦，人们享受着那一种。信仰生活的幸福跟美满。
That man is often looking for looking to satisfy every part of his life.
哦，做这一件事情也顺利，做那一件事情也顺利。
That everything this person does is very smooth and peaceful.
哦，走这一条路也对，走那一条路也对。
Whatever path this person takes is he'll find it is right.
好，请看诗篇三十篇。
Let's look at Psalm 130.
诗篇第三十篇。
Psalm 130.
三十。
I'm sorry, Psalm 30.
诗篇三十篇第六节。
Psalm 30, verse 6. Verse 6. As for me, I sit in my prosperity, I shall never be moved for...
第七节。
Verse 7. By your favor, O Lord, you have established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed.
当我们在享受生活信仰顺利平安的时候
，That in times of prosperity when we are at peace，
哦，我们很有自信的说，神啊，我永远不会，我永远是不会动摇的。
We say very firmly that I shall never be moved。
哦，我们对所有的事情，我们都觉得很有希望，很有自信。
Toward everything, we find a lot of confidence and a lot of hope。
哦，每一个人，每一个这个。每一个古圣徒啊，这个以色列国，他们都享有，曾经享有过这样的一个美丽的情况。
And all the ancient saints and the nation of Israel all had this, all imagined, to be like this.
跟神的关系好，就会有神的同在。
That with God's favor, you have the abidance of God.
哦，有神的同在，就有神的恩典，就有神的福气。
With the abidance of God, you will have the blessings and the grace of God.
哦，所以耶稣亚他要离世之前呢，他很要紧的就是希望这些百姓能够维持这样的状况。
So when Joshua knew that he was about to pass away, he constantly hoped that the Israelites can continue in this manner.
啊，但是很奇怪的，无论是人或者是国家，他总是会有偏离的时候。
But it is very strange that whether it's one person or a nation, there are always times that.Where they will lead, they will be led astray.
哦，有时候并不是因为太大的患难让人离开，让人偏离了。
And oftentimes it's not due to a great tribulation that leads people astray.
哦，有时候是太幸福了，结果让人偏离了。
But there are times when it's because things are too smooth, therefore people go astray.
哦，那原因也不会是单一的原因，常常是有。好多的原因造成这个结果。
It's not because of just one reason, but often this is the conclusion of multiple factors.
哦，这个偏离最严重的情形就是弃绝神。
And the most serious consequence of us being led astray is to forsake God.
哦，我们可以想象得到，当一个人、当一个国家，他将神给放弃了。
And if a nation or a person forsakes God.
哦，就从一个有神同在、有神祝福，掉入了一个非常沉重的这种失落。
And it is from you go from a point of being blessed by God to a point where you are completely lost from the presence of God.
诗篇三十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 30.
三十篇 第七节。
Psalm 30, verse 7. Verse 7, By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed.
第八节。
Verse 8, To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication.
第九节。
Verse 9, What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness?
第十节。
Verse 10, Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper.
第九节在描述着当人在很深重的这种失落的时候的一个描述。
And verse 9 is description of someone who is very lost.
就好像下到坑中，就卑微的像尘土一样。
It is as if they go down to a pit, they're as reduced to as if they're dust.
那四世纪里头所描述的，有很多的时候是在这些神的百姓偏离神。落入这种很深层的这种失落。
And in the book of Judges, there are many times where the people were like as if they went down to the pit.
他们的这种偏离，不是说在知识上他们已经否认了神。
And their going astray is not that they have forsaken God in their knowledge.
在知识上，他们还是知道这位神带领他们的祖先。
Because they still knew that it is that God that led them out of led their ancestors out of Egypt.
在知识上，他们仍然知道他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
They still knew that they were the descendants of Abraham.
在知识上，他们知道他们是神的百姓。
That they knew that they were still the people of God.
那为什么说他们偏离了神？
So why do we say they went astray?
他们的偏离神不是在知识上。是在他们的生活上。
That they went astray not because of their knowledge, but because of their lifestyle.
请看四世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2.
四世纪第二章第一节。
Judges chapter 2 verse 1. Verse 1. Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I brought you up from Egypt.Brought you into the land that I had promised to your ancestors. I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
第二节。
Verse 2, For your part, do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land. Tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my command. See what you have done.
因为他们没有完全遵照神给他们的吩咐。
Because they did not completely obey the command of God.
所以他们跟迦南人混杂的居住在一起。
They mixed and lived their lives among the Canaanites.
所以他们的生活深深的受这些迦南人的影响。
Therefore, they were greatly influenced by the Canaanites themselves.
所以知识上他们知道他们是独一真神的百姓。
And through their knowledge, they know that they are the chosen people of God.
但是生活上他们却受了迦南人很深的影响。
But in their lifestyle, they're greatly influenced by the customs and the religion of the Canaanites.
那渐渐的，连他们的信仰生活都受到很深的影响。
To a point where even their faith and their worship was affected.
所以所谓的偏离神，并不等于说我们心中不晓得有神。
So when we say going astray, it's not that in our hearts it means that we do not know of God.
我们心中有神不等于我们的生活是对的。
And just because our hearts have God does not mean that our lifestyle is correct.
就像四世纪里头这些百姓，他们知道有神，但是他们的生活却是不对的。
And just like the people in the book of Judges, their hearts, they know they have God in their hearts, but their lifestyle reflects something else.
这个也常常成为我们的软弱。
And this is often our own weakness.
不是因为我们不知道不懂，而我们做错了。
But it's not that we do not understand or we do not know, but it's because we have done something wrong.
我们知道，但是我们的生活是偏离的。
That we know that something in our life has gone astray.
所以这些人既然偏离了神。
So these people, they went astray from God.
所以他们就没有了神的同在，没有神的。神的这个看顾跟恩典。
And because they went astray, they left the abundance of God, they left the blessings of God as well.
因为他们不是人数最多的， 不是最强盛的。
Because they're not a nation that is the strongest or has the most people.
哦，他们之所以能够在万人当中他们站立得住，是因为神的怜悯。
And they're only able to create to make the nation amongst all the people around them is because of the abundance of God.
没有了神的怜悯，所有的可能发生的事情就全部发生在他们身上。
That without the grace and mercy of God, everything that could happen to them did happen to them.
在他们的生活当中就有苦难。
That in their life there is now hardship.
因为这些苦难带来了他们的伤痛。
And because of their hardship, it also brought them harm.
在他们的生活当中就有一些这个混乱，这个没有秩序的事情。没有 order.
And because they left God, they also lived a very chaotic life.
在他们的生活当中也就充满着很多的死亡。
Then there are also a lot of death.
我们请看四世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 6.
四世纪第六章第一节。
Judges chapter 6 verse 1. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years.
第二节。
Verse 2, the hand of Midian prevailed over Israel, and because of Midian, the Israelites provided for themselves hiding places in the mountains, caves, and strongholds.
第三节。
Verse 3, for whatever the Israelites put in seed, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come against them.
第四节。
Verse 4, they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the land, as far as the neighborhood of Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, and no sheep, or ox, or donkey.
第五节。
Verse 5, for they and their livestock would come up, and they would even bring their tents as thick as locusts, neither they nor their camels could be counted, so they wasted the land as they came in.
第六节。
Verse 6, thus Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help.
当有神同在，有神看顾的时候，
When they had God's abidance and the protection of God,
周遭的这些强盛的敌人呢，都算不了什么。
That all the strength of their enemies did not account for much.
没有了神的怜悯。
But without the mercy of God,
周遭的这一切啊，就成为他们的威胁。
That now they are threatened by their enemies.
没有了神的怜悯，周遭这些人就成为他们痛苦的原因。
And because they did not have the abundance of God, all their enemies now caused them harm.
在偏离当中，人常常不是先反省自己，人常常是先向神埋怨。
And oftentimes when we come across trials and challenges, our first action is not returning to God, our first action is often instead complaining.
那个生活突然的失落，生活当中突然充满着失落。
Because now their life, there's so much loss in their life.
所以就情绪上充满着愤怒。
And because of the loss, they are now very frustrated.
这个心里头却充满着这种怀疑。
And their hearts are filled with doubt.
那在生活里头常常觉得说自己是很可怜的。
And then in their life, they often feel self-pity.
甚至生活里头常常充满着很多的怨恨。
And to a point where they might hate, they have a lot of hate in their lives.
所以当偏离了，那个生活真的是很负面的，很黑暗的。
And because they have gone astray, their life is filled with darkness.
我们请看六章十二节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 12. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior.
13节。
Verse 13, Gideon answered him, But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And were all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian.
这个基甸呢，就显示出来，一个偏离神的人，他的生活是充满着很多的怀疑跟很多的愤怒。
So we can see from Gideon that in his life there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of pain.
是谁让他们偏离的呢？
But who is it that led them astray?
不是神，是他们自己。
It's not God, but they led themselves astray.
四世纪里头有 两个经节啊，是短短的，但是很实际的描写当时的情形。
And in the book of Judges, there are two verses that are very short, but they constantly describe the situation at the time.
四世纪十七章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 17.
十七章第六节。
Chapter 17, verse 6.Verse 6, in those days there was no king in Israel. All the people did what was right in their own eyes.
再请看21章25节。
Let's also look at Judges chapter 21, verse 25. 21, 25, in those days there was no king in Israel, and all the people did what was right in their own eyes.
这里说他们每个人都照着他们所想要做的去做。
And here it repeats that everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
哦，这是一种偏离的生活。
And this is a life of just being led astray.
哦，好像是自由的，但是是很负面的。
That even though it seems like they were very free, but it's very bad for them.
哦，人总是要为了他过怎样的生活而来担负起那个应该有的责任。
And oftentimes we have to.
Take responsibility.
We have to take responsibility in our life.
神也一定会对我们的生活是有所判断，有所回应的。
And God will also answer, and He will also determine aspects of our life.
因为神是不喜欢我们这种偏离的脚步。
Because He does not like the steps that we take that are led astray.
那神为了爱我们，他要把我们从这个偏离引到回转。
And because He loves us, He wants to lead our steps that have gone astray back to Him.
当人在受苦当中，最后人必须要回转。
And eventually in suffering, we must turn back.
那个回转向神，归向神，就会带来一个奇妙的转变。
And if we notice that once we turn back, there is a miraculous turning point.
那会经历了一个很奇妙的经验。
And it will go through a very special experience.
所以在这个过程当中，神的这种刑罚，它只是一个手段，它不是目的。
And we can see that God's punishment is not end, but it's rather a means.
神不是为了他的目的不是要让我们受苦。
His end is not to watch us suffer.
我们在受苦的时候，那只是神的一个方法，一个手段。
But rather, when we suffer, it's only a means.
神的目的是要让我们回转。
Because the purpose or the end is for us to turn back.
神的目的是要让我们去经历那一个奇妙的恩典。
The purpose is for us to experience the amazing grace.
其实神是。心里很着急的。
Because God, we can say, is very anxious.
这个神为了我们的偏离，他是心里很着急、很热切的。
Because when we gone astray, He is actually very nervous, very anxious.
所以好像我们在受苦，其实如果用父母亲来讲，有时候儿女的受苦。在受苦，父母亲是更苦。
And oftentimes, if we think of this in the perspective of an adult, when as a parent, when we see our children suffer, oftentimes the parent suffers more than emotionally suffers more than the child.
所以有时候人家说，父母亲如果体罚孩子，痛是在儿女是痛在皮肤上，父母亲是痛在心里。
And there's a saying that when we see our children suffer, the children are suffering physically, but the parents are suffering emotionally.
我们请参考撒加利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
撒加利亚书第一章十二节。
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 12.Chapter 1, verse 12. Then the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and the cities of Judah with which you have been angry these 70 years?
13节
Verse 13. Then the Lord replied with graciousness and comforting words to the angel who talked to me. 14. Verse 14, so the angel who talked to me and said to me, proclaim this message, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am very jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion.
对以色列人的偏离啊，神啊最重的一次的刑罚，就是让他们国家被消灭，被掳到外邦。
And here, because of how Israel has was gone astray, God sent down a severe punishment. He destroyed the nation, and he caused the people to go in exile.
这七十年也算是长的。相当长的一段时间。
These 70 years can be considered as a very long time.
我们在受苦当中，有时候说一天好像一年。
Now, oftentimes when we're suffering, we say a day is as if it is a year.
那个受苦的日子怎么特别的过得特别的慢
？Because the time when we are suffering seems to go especially slow.
所以说这个七十年怎么那么长久
？So these 70 years, we can see how long they are.
所以他们说神啊，你不怜悯我们，要到什么时候呢
？That's why he asked, how long will it be until you have mercy on us?
他们实在没有办法去等那七十年。
Because it is very hard to wait for after the 7 years have passed.
但是这个十四节说。这个神啊，他为耶路撒冷、为锡安啊，他心里是极其的火热的。
Verse 14 tells us that that God is very fervent or zealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
看起来回转好像是我们哦，我们在采取行动。
And oftentimes when we turn back or when we return, we think that it is us that are taking the steps.
其实这个也是因为。神的怜悯，神的热心。
But oftentimes this is also because of God's mercy and His zealousness for us.
神为我们发热心，而来让我们回转。
That God is very jealous so that, or zealous so that we can turn back.
再回到当我们偏离的时候，神让我们受苦。
And if we go back and talk about when we go astray.And God sends punishment or suffering upon us.
受苦让我们能够真正的跟错误、跟罪来断绝。
And the suffering helps us make a determination to cut us off from our sins.
受苦让我们能够更清楚的去看见神的作为。
Suffering allows us to better see God's work and creation.
受苦能够帮助我们跟神的关系能够。更深入。
God, suffering allows us to establish a greater and deeper relationship with God.
受苦常常也让我们对那个活泼的盼望更加的确定。
And suffering also allows us to reestablish and be assured, have greater assurance of our hope.
有时候我们会想，为什么保罗、彼得他们这些这么魔幻的使徒，他们也要受苦？
And we often ask, why is it that Paul or Peter, such great disciples and apostles, why do they still need to suffer?
我们先问说，为什么这些人他们对得救是那么的有把握？
Or we could also ask first, how are they so assured of their hope for salvation?
因为他们都受过苦。
And it's because they have suffered.
当然他们的受苦跟偏离是没有什么关系的。
Of course, their suffering is not related to being led astray.
一个没有偏离的人，他都要受苦了，更何况是有偏离的人。
For someone who is not led astray, if they need to suffer, so must those who are also led astray.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that about to be revealed to us.
这个保罗对将来的那个荣耀是有活泼的盼望。
And here Paul, we can see Paul's great hope in that, in the glory that is awaiting us.
他并没有说我这么好的一个基督徒，为什么我现在在苦楚当中
？He did not say that I'm such a good Christian. Why is it that I'm still suffering now？
他是在受苦当中，他对那个活泼的盼望是更加的有把握。
But because of his suffering, through his suffering, he has a greater assurance of that glory to be about to be revealed.
所以虽然基甸他们曾经偏离神。 偏离了神。
So even though the Israelites and Gideon at one time went astray from God,
但是因为神的热心让他们回转。
But through the zealousness of God, he allowed the people to return.
他们就经历了神那奇妙的恩典。
And through returning, they're able to experience and enter into the amazing grace of God.
请看四世纪第六章。
Let's turn back to Judges chapter 6.
四世纪第六章十六啊，第六章第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6. Thus Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help.
十六节。
I'm sorry, verse 16. The Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them."
这本来啊，他们是怕这些米甸人。
And here the people were all afraid of the Midianites.
他们必须要把自己躲藏起来。
Because they're all hiding themselves.
但是当神使他们回转。
But when God has led them to return.
当他们重新得到神的同在。
That when they have regained the abundance of God.
这里神跟基甸说，我跟你同在，你要击打米甸人，好像击打一人。
And he said that, and where God said, "I will be with you. You shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them."
这个在六章五节说，这些敌人呢、啊，多得像蝗虫那样多。
And in chapter 6, verse 5, it tells us that the people were like locusts.
但是啊，当神跟他们同在了、啊。这么多的人，只好像是一个人。
But with the abundance of God, even though they had all these people, but it's as if there were only one.
真的到了第七章，基甸用三百个人就击败了这么许多的人。
And indeed, in chapter 7, Gideon only used 300 people to defeat all the Midianites.
因为他们回转。他们站在神这一边。
And because all of this is because they returned, and now they're on the side of God.
在这个士师时代，这以色列人在万民当中是少数的。
And in the time of Judges, the Israelites are a very small nation among all the other nations.
他们在身处在那一种偏离混乱的世代里头。
And they're living in a very chaotic, life.
今天。我们在整个社会里头，我们也常常是少数。
And today we are also considered few in our society.
并不是因为我们偏离神，我们却也生活在这一个很混乱、很混嚷的社会里头。
And not because we have gone astray, but yet we still live in a very chaotic society.
到处都是。充满着很多的试探。
And there are many temptations around us.
有时候我们真的步伐也好像摇摇晃晃的。
And oftentimes our steps are also wavering.
整个大环境有时候让我们也有或深或浅的这一种偏离。
And sometimes our life or our things in our life can also cause us to go astray.
那神他明白我们的软弱。
And God is aware of our weakness.
他愿意安慰我们。
And He wants to comfort us.
他愿意听我们的呼求。
He wishes to listen to our cry.
神他是很合理的，很有秩序的神，他是不改变的神。
God is a very organized, reasonable God, and He does not change.
这个罪的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
人种的什么，收的也会是什么。
Whatever man reaps, what he will also sow. Whatever man sows, he will also reap.
但是神的爱，它是不改变的。
But God's love does not change.
虽然我们现在跟士师时代，时间距离很长远，整个环境也差别很大。
And even though a lot of time has passed between today at a time of judges, and a lot of things have changed.
但是神对人的原则，它是不改变的。
But God's principle towards man has not changed.
那人的人性也没有什么改变。
And man's nature also, in the same way, has not really changed.
那 当时的人的这种偏离也可能会成为我们的偏离。
And the, when the people went astray during this time, we can also see the same thing happening in our life.
他们的偏离就是从他们的生活开始的。
And they're going astray started from their lifestyle.
那为什么他们会有这种不对的生活？
And why is it that they had this incorrect lifestyle?
因为他们没有把神所吩咐的这些迦南人全部赶出，全部消灭。
And it's because they did not destroy nor drive out all the Canaanites.
那早上郑执事也有提到，提到这件事情。
And in the morning, Deacon Zheng also talked about this.
当我们今天来看这些旧约圣经。
That today, this morning, today when we look at the Old Testament,
我们要把它提升，我们要提升我们的眼界。
We have to look deeper than the superficial level.
今天我们所要消灭的不是周遭的人。
That today we are not destroying the people around us.
今天我们要去消灭的是我们里头的那个罪性，我们的这些私情，这个邪欲。
But today, instead, we need to destroy all the things that cause us to sin and our desires the things that tempt us.
这个跟我们的信心是有直接的关系。
And this is directly related to our faith.
当时的人为什么没有去执行这一件事情？
And why is it that the people during that time did not fully carry out the commandment of God?
因为他们的信心不完全。
It's because their faith was incomplete.
所以信心还是一个重点。
And faith itself is a very important point.
如果我们真的对神有信心。
Because if we have faith towards God.
我们靠着神的帮助，我们要来致死我们身体的这个罪性恶行。
That through the strength and the guidance of God, we can put to death our sins and our desires.
我们每一天的生活里头都有很多的活动是必须的。
And there are many things in our life that are necessary.
那我们不要忘了我们的神呢。
But in the same way, we should not forget about our God.
在我们每一天的生活的活动里头，我们有没有忽略了神？
That in our daily life or our lifestyle, have we neglected God?
每一天一定有一些活动我们是告诉自己我必须做的。
Because every day we know there are things that we have to do.
我们有没有也告诉自己每一天我必须要读一些圣经？
But in the same way, do we tell ourselves that every day we have to read the Bible?
万一在我们的生活当中有了一些的偏离。
And if we have gone astray in our life,
我们不要灰心。
We should not be discouraged.
我们也不要放弃。
And we should not lose hope.
我们必须回转。
But we have to return.
在神的怜悯里头，他为了我们的回转，他已经在发热心。
Because God is already very in His mercy, He is very zealous for us.
我们也要这样去告诉那些失迷的人。
And we also have to tell this to those who are lost.
不要放弃自己，神为了你的失迷，神是在发热心的。
That do not be discouraged, but rather God is zealous for you while you are lost.
一个偏离的人，他是一定有办法，一定是可以回转的。
That someone who has gone astray, there is always a way back.
因为不是只是靠自己的励志，是加上神的怜悯，神的热心。
Because not just through their own determination, but is at what their determination is added upon God's strength and His love.
一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.